It started with hundreds, then many, many more. The Spanish government estimates roughly 60,000 people arrived from Morocco in little more than a day. Many swam. This man says he spent 2 hours in the ocean. Another brought his 5 daughters. Just before an attempt, this woman says she doesn't make enough as a waitress to support her parents and daughter. They're traveling from Morocco into a Spanish enclave in Africa called Ceuta. Many thousands of people have tried in the past, risking their lives to seek a better life. More than 30 people died in their attempt this time.
The rumor that seems to have really blown up is that all of the rules around pushbacks were suspended.
Migration researcher Craig Damien Smith points to misinformation around a recent Spanish court case as a potential reason why so many are trying now. Spain's Supreme Court ruled people arriving by sea cannot be summarily returned, though that appears to be happening. As of Friday morning local time, as many as 25,000 people returned. This man says he's leaving and that he hasn't eaten or slept in a day, others likely dissuaded by the Spanish military. Spain's prime minister called so many people illegally arriving an attack, a sentiment the British prime minister echoed.
It is a cause for concern, and we are making contact with the Spanish government, the Spanish authorities, to provide support.
Smith points out legal entry to the EU enables free passage within it. He also says many European countries are aging and rely on migrant labor, that more legal pathways could make life easier for many people.